So it's an exciting day. It's an exciting day for us as we begin to see ourselves going back into church life, and tomorrow as we can meet outside in groups of six, but not in that sense of excitement that they had on that day, that first Palm Sunday, when there were crowds and crowds. We will be in tiny groups. There were crowds and crowds getting up to climb the Mount of Olives, to climb to the very top, from the desert, from Galilee, from all around Jerusalem, dusty pathways up, and then they would find themselves in a tree-covered hilltop with that view over Jerusalem and the view of the temple. The pilgrims are on a festival. They're going back to the place where God has chosen to put his name and his presence. And the living God is going to be amidst the people. They will celebrate the Passover as a reminder of the freedom that God has given to them. God's liberation story, retelling it, reliving it, the great hope of God's presence in a new way. Will this come true with Jesus himself? And then as we think about that beautiful little donkey, the symbol of peace, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Familiar words from a prophet from hundreds of years earlier that Jesus is reinterpreting, and he is living through in the prophecy. And the whole description, as Liz read to us, of collecting that donkey seems to be really long as a part of the story in proportion to everything else. So in some way, it's really important. Maybe Mark was puzzled as he wrote it, but maybe it was a supernatural thing. God in Jesus knew that that donkey was there for him, and he could send someone to find it. And there would be that connection, that moment where God is at work in everyday life. And Jesus has the donkey, and now he is completely free to do this new thing. We focus on him as the king. No one puts cloaks on the road for a donkey, I don't think. Nobody puts cloaks on the road for each other normally, even if the road is dusty. But that cloak laying is symbolic that you do that for a king. And the branches being pulled off the trees in celebration and waving them, and the singing of that psalm that we said at the beginning of our service, revealing the salvation history, the freedom for God's people. Jesus is the true and rightful King of the Jews on his way to the capital city. Hosanna. We're rejoicing in that arrival and that reception. And you know what? He even promises to return the donkey. He promises to return the donkey. So although he's an amazingly powerful king, he's not an autocratic king. He's not somebody like the Romans who would take what they wanted for themselves and just carry on regardless. He will give the donkey back. And Jesus on a donkey is a sign of peace. It is a sign of peace. He is coming to bring a new kingdom. Now, I made the mistake when I was preparing this of typing the word conflict into my internet browser to think about how Jesus was riding into conflict and what's in conflict today. And you know what? There is so much going on in the world, and you know that. The wars and the conflicts around the world, the pandemic has exacerbated the economic situation for 150 million people who will be now beneath the extreme poverty line, and that will create tension. We know from watching social media posts of the kind of batting of arguments out in the public domain, and people being deplatformed from public roles, Facebook comments, even locally. And you too may have observed conflict. Where do you see conflict from your own perspective? Now we know, and my husband Simon would be able to tell you a lot about conflict embraced and handled well, can be something that brings people together in a new understanding, in a new way forwards. And there's a possibility of a greater thing for the future as you embrace different perspectives. But it needs to be handled and worked with. And Jesus is entering conflict. He's entering. He knows what he's doing. At the end of the story, you have him looking around the Temple Mount, and he knows that's where the conflict for him is going to come from. He is going to bring in a whole new kingdom, and he will also face conflict as he receives the punishment of the Roman regime. But he comes on a donkey as a peacemaker, as someone who will transform conflict into something new. And so the people are heading in for a celebration. They've got their palm branches. They've laid their robes on the ground. It's a feast. It's the tabernacle festival. It's a new order they're hoping for, to Jerusalem, to hope for a new experience of God, from their ordinary lives to be transformed. Jesus knows that will involve a cross. They're not quite sure, but they know he is the one to follow. And they are shouting for joy. Hosanna to the King of David. Praise him. He will save us. And then if we remember that Jesus' new kingdom at the very beginning of Mark, the kingdom of God is near. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. So what will we do with the story? Do we feel brave as we thought about that donkey, feeling brave as he entered Jerusalem? Do we feel that love for the one that we follow as we thought about the donkey loving the one that he carried? This week is a fantastic opportunity to slow down and to enter that story together. We have got so many opportunities through this week and times of quiet to reflect on the story. Jesus is our King. He has brought peace inside of us, peace with God, and that will bring peace with others, and we can be peacemakers. And Jesus is our King, who will lead us, yes, to the cross, and then beyond to salvation and to new life. And so I pray that we would share the collect prayer for today together now. True and humble King, hailed by the crowd as Messiah, grant us faith to know you and to love you, that we may be found beside you on the way to the cross, which is the path of glory. Amen.